A lot of people think that healing from betrayal just takes time, but time by itself doesn't resolve trauma. Some people are still triggered about the affair and the infidelity 10 years later. Some still are obsessing, even in new relationships. Some people just become emotionally numb and lose their zest and spark for life. Some people never trust anybody again, not just the person who betrayed them. The effects of trauma can last as long as it remains unprocessed. So you can try as many different things as you want. You can focus on getting reassurance. You can try to over-communicate as much as possible. You can monitor their behavior. You can monitor their words, their location, their texts. You can be as logical as you want. You can try positive thinking and replacing any negative thought that comes into your mind with a positive one. And these all make perfect sense to do. But if the actual trauma has not been addressed, then these will just be more frustrating than anything, because you're doing all the things that make perfect sense, and yet you don't feel any safer inside. Because trauma, in a lot of ways, if there are emotions that aren't processed because you didn't have the capacity to do so at the time, it's kind of like a ghost that didn't receive a proper burial, and so now it's haunting you. And until it gets its proper burial, its proper full processing, it's going to keep coming back alive. And so there's this weird push-pull dynamic where the more that you resist it, the more it keeps showing up. And it shows up in the forms of being triggered by a delayed text, a change in tone, your partner going out, feeling the need to check social media activity, a million different things. And healing is not merely just talking about the trauma. A lot of people actually just relive it without actually making any progress in what it means to them, understanding how they actually feel about it. It's just like they re-enter the traumatized state just long enough to feel the pain, but not long enough to actually process what's going on. For healing to happen, the emotional charge has to drop. Or something could still trigger a thought, but it doesn't have that intensity, like the full body clenching feeling. The body stops reacting like it's happening again. You can know that healing is beginning when the memory is still there, but the reaction is changing. And at the most practical level, what you can do is when you are triggered or when you are going back into that trauma response, is to stay with one thing. A lot of times people's brains will jump from one memory to the next, and they'll often get like a handful of different memories, and they'll jump between them all extremely quickly and never give themselves the space to just process one thing at a time. My recommendation is to take as much time as you can with one feeling, one memory, one thought, and stick with that as long as you can. Because it can feel like you're letting yourself process it or feel the feelings, but you're really not. You're just jumping from one to the next to the next to the next to the next. It's actually kind of boring to do the work of just sitting with one memory, one thought, one feeling. It's a lot easier to be guided through it, but however you do it, it's extremely important not to rush any of it. Another really important part of healing is focusing explicitly on self-trust. You need to be intentional with your perception, your intuition, having confidence in your judgment, connecting to your version of events, connecting to your perception of reality, not living life through other people's eyes. 99% of the time when people say that they have trust issues with other people, it's actually that they've lost trust in themselves. And also be careful of getting caught in the recovery trap. You can get addicted to trying to solve the betrayal. There are certain ways of trying to approach healing that are more like reopening the wound than actually giving it time and space to heal. You want to get to a point where you're not organizing your entire life around preventing pain.